The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. We're back with the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We have a new producer in here today, Bethany, who's bright-eyed and kind of bright-eyed. And Are you? Oh, thank God. It's Saturday. She took a shower this morning. Once a week, whether she needs it or not, right? Got it. Yeah, there's a lot of hair there on that head. No question about that. So, anyway, what are we doing? We have a whole hour filled with commercials if we want to do that. Sponsors have been good to us this week, apparently. We're just reading all our sponsors. Yeah. Nah, why take a phone call? Yeah, we should take a phone call, though. Give us a call here at 410-922-6680 is our phone number. People like this show. They like to get their message out through this show, especially, you know, when they have an event or when they've got a sporting goods store or, you know, different announcements to make. We're popular. We're the only thing in town on the radio. You know that. I mean, we're the only thing pretty much in the state on the radio. Did you know that? As far as a live call-in outdoor show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoor. Nobody does it for 2 hours that I know of. There might be a couple fishing reports here or there, but, you know, that's why folks like our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island like to sponsor our show. Because we tell the folks about everything they have. We tell them about all the rockfish tackle there, the rods and reels, the tackle, the live bait for the perch run, all the trolling lures that they've got, and the big mojos, and the custom colors, and the bucktails, and the umbrella rigs, and the parachute lures. We tell them about the Avian X turkey decoys in a bunch of different styles, hens and jakes and gobblers, the guns and ammos, the calls, the decoys for spring gobbler coming up this coming weekend for Youth Day. We tell them about all the camo clothing. We tell the folks about the Hoyt bows. We tell all of our listeners about the new Hoyt bows, the Matthews, the Mission, the Parker, the Barnett, the Excalibur, the Carbon Express crossbows. We tell them about the Bubba Blade knives, and that's why Chesapeake Outdoors is a great sponsor of this show, because now the message is out there to the 30 or 40 listeners that we have here, and they can act on it. They can, when they're on the Eastern Shore, they can get down at Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. They can get off the exit. They can walk in and they say, I heard about you on the radio. I need a X-colored bucktail. Do you have anything? And more than likely, they will. More than likely, they'll have it. Or parachute lure, trolling bait, or pink, or green, or chartreuse, or white, or blue, or purple. You know, they've got it. They've got it. Why not? Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Route 50 East, 39B, Dominion Road. That phone number, 410-604-2500. 604-2500. The listeners are running the show this hour, as they did last hour. All you got to do is give us a call here at 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 922-6680. We got a diverse audience last time, and callers wanted to know about Kirk called in, first caller, talked about some northern pike fishing and the new state record pickerel that's on the cover of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Lee Hale caught that 8-pound chain pickerel on a shore, Eastern Shore pond, on January 2nd, second day of the year. Same day, what's this fellow's name? I can never remember his name. Kenneth Westerfield with a 28.8-pound tautog, a new state record for sure, and potentially a new world record. That's for sure. It eclipses the 25-pound world record that was caught off Virginia Beach years ago. And we had that tautog on the cover of the old Fish Finder magazine or Fishing and Hunting Journal back then, whatever it was what I was doing at the time. But I've been around a long time, folks. One of my emailers the other talked it up, said I've been here 100 years. Not quite that long. Feels like it, though. All right. But anyway, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. 410-922-6680 is the phone number. 410-922-6680. Hey, I saw something the other day. You folks watch Swamp People? Yeah, you watch the Landry family. They, you know, chewed them, that guy. Oh, that's a big one. Oh, get that SOB in the boat. Yeah, get him. Oh, get him. Oh, don't let him bite you. Yeah, that guy, Troy Landry. I met him. He's a nice guy. Troy is pretty much in charge of the crawfish business in the entire state of Louisiana. He's a big player in that game. And they crab and they fish and they shrimp and they do the crawfish thing. But the swamp people, the gator deal, is pretty cool. It's what put him on the map. And he's on our website. He's on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly website holding up a copy of our magazine. But I went around Robin's Barn there to tell you that Savage, which is, you know, their sponsor on the show. I mean, they don't talk about Savage on the show at all, but that's the guns they use for, you know, the short range and the long range shooting on the show. You will notice that when they're pulling up that gun, it's got gator camo on it. And they just came out with a series of three Savage 22 Magnums in the gator camo with the Troy Landry Signature Edition, or, you know, the Landry family. They all use them, and it's pretty cool to watch that. And as soon as I saw that on the series at the beginning of the season, I said, "Ah, Savage is coming out with a new gun." Sure enough, they announced it this week on the Through the Outdoor Wire. So, pretty cool, pretty cool, pretty cool. So, haven't heard much. I keep getting the daily stocking schedule from DNR where all the trout are being put in. I think you can get on that list too, or you can at least go to the website and see where they're stocking every day. It looks like a new feature that the DNR is doing. So plenty of trout out there, plenty of trout. You know, the old standard trout baits, power bait, and the paste baits. You can use bread, you can use cheese. Trout like all that stuff. Many years ago when I was a kid, they started to popularize this Velveeta cheese, and they specialized these little treble hooks with springs on them to hold the bait on. And they worked out pretty well. Caught a lot of trout on Velveeta cheese when I was in my younger days. So there you go. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Maryland oyster season is coming to a close here real soon, and the availability of oysters is slowing down at NBS Seafood. They're at 1223 Dorsey Road, right beside Jim Donny RV in Glen Burnie, right off 97, not far, a couple blocks. And, you know, they got a few oysters left for this weekend. You might want to get them today if you're going to get them. But they have the live wild-caught Louisiana crawfish, andouille sausage, gator sausage, and gator tail meat, along with live Louisiana crabs. So, you know, maybe not for Easter, but you can get your stuff. And while you're watching Swamp People on Monday night, you can be sitting there eating your own gator feast, that's for sure. Now, they have 5-pound bags of fresh wild-caught catfish fillets in 5-pound bags for $45, wild-caught crawfish, live crabs, jumbo Gulf shrimp, not live, of course, scallops, and a variety of seafood items for Good Friday, Easter weekend. Well, Good Friday was yesterday, but Easter weekend. And they're open today from 10 to 7. And tomorrow from noon to 5. They accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash, of course. The number, 410-271-3202, 271-3202, for NBS Seafood. That stands for No Bull Stuff. It's the real deal. They'll tell you the truth about everything they sell. No fake crab meat there. So check them out. NBS Seafood. Good guys. My buddy Bill. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Bethany is just, she's waiting. Her hair's all wet. She's, wait, isn't it? Still is. Yeah. It's dry. It looks, you know, you don't blow it dry or anything like that. It's just, I mean, that would take 2.5-3 hours to do that, wouldn't it? You wouldn't be here if you stayed to blow your hair dry. Thank goodness it's 60 degrees out there, you know? That'd be like solid, frozen solid back in February. That's pretty funny. Anyway, she's waiting for your call. Guys, come on. Bethany, you know. Anyway. All right. I guess we have to do it this way. What is your favorite perch bait? 410-922-6680. What's your favorite perch bait? Anyone? I understand it's a holiday weekend. I get that. People are gone. What? Are you anticipating pressing the button? Is that what you're doing? Bye, Brian. There goes Brian Farlow.
He just looks so lonely in there.
Who, me? I am lonely. I'm getting ready to play Bobby Vinton. Huh? I'm getting ready to play Lonely. I am so lonely. Did I tell you we had a great victory in Annapolis this week? Indeed, we did. The Senate passed House Bill 170 yesterday, and the press release went out within moments. House Bill 170 will require the Natural Resources Police to prove intent that a hunter purposely baited a field to lure game birds into gun sight. With enactment of this law, a Maryland hunter afield no longer must worry about being charged for baiting by the NRP when he or she had no clue bait was physically present. That was the quote by Delegate Beitzel, who sponsored House Bill 170. In the Senate, the companion bill was Senate Bill 88, sponsored by Senator Astell. He said, "Today, our NRP joins the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service enforcement personnel in applying the same standard afield when determining whether bait exists. That is, was there intent by the hunter to unfairly lure birds to a field by baiting them?" So our Senate Bill 88 and House Bill 170 were both passed unanimously and conform Maryland law verbatim to federal law with respect to enforcement, proving one's intent to bait as a condition of any conviction. A great victory led by the Maryland Hunting Coalition in support of waterfowl hunters here in Maryland. So, here we go. Fran in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing great, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I can't wait to see the governor sign that bill that you got passed. That's great.
We're gonna try to be in the room when he does it, and you know, that would be the idea. We only get like 24 hours notice when he's going to sign your bill. There's three bill signings: one right after session, one around the middle of May, and one around the end of May. So we don't know where we're going to fall in that, but that would be a great photo op, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yep.
Listen, I wanted to ask you.
Yep.
You mentioned that place that you can buy alligator tail.
Yeah, NBS Seafood.
All right, let me ask you this. Have you ever prepared that?
How I have not prepared it. I have eaten it. I've eaten it. But
you know how they fix it?
Yeah, 99% of the time they'll do it deep fried.
Deep fried, okay.
Mm-hmm. They'll do it deep fried. Or you can fry it and put it in a pecan.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's another way they do it, kind of like a jumbo with a tomato base, diced tomatoes and things like that. You saute it in your, you can saute it, you can fry it, and then, you know, put it in a tomato.
How does it taste?
It tastes great.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I had it fried when I was in Florida years ago. But, yeah, no, I like it. I like it.
I was just curious every time you mentioned it. I think, I wonder how that tastes.
Yeah.
How would I fix it?
Yeah, you can mix it up. You can make kind of like seafood. I mean, you can fix it up like seafood, whatever your favorite seafood recipe is.
Okay.
But they use it in gumbo, filet gumbo, and that type of thing. You know, so if you make it up, you can mix it up with shrimp and andouille sausage and scallops and everything else, and it makes a great meal.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks. That's what I was curious about.
Thank you, Fran.
All right.
Have a good one.
You
have a good week. Happy Easter. Bye-bye. There she goes. Chandler in Woodbine. How you doing, Chandler?
Yeah, it's Woodlawn, Alan.
Woodlawn, not Woodbine. Where you been?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, where have you been? I haven't talked to you in a couple of years.
I know, Alan.
You sit up there at the 7-Eleven on Route 40 and Rolling Road every day.
Oh, no.
Don't you?
Oh, no.
You don't get your coffee there?
No.
Oh, I thought I might have my... But you haven't called me in a long time.
Yeah, but you know, Alan, I listen to you just about every Saturday morning. WCBM is my station all day.
Yeah.
And I retired last year.
Ah, so you're not in the road anymore?
No. Matter of fact, I haven't been on the road for 10 years.
Oh, well, that's cool.
You know, when I was calling you, I was going back and forth to Easton.
Yeah, I remember that. Sure.
152 miles a day.
Yeah.
That's behind me. But, you know, I thought I'd get away from the deer when I got back up on the western shore. And I tell you, they got more deer than Woodlawn. Unbelievable.
I know. I get off the beltway on Liberty Road, and right in that little curve there where you get off Liberty Road, off of the beltway,
yeah,
there's deer living in there all over the place.
Yeah, I tell you, it's crazy right there at Windsor Mill.
Windsor Mill, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
But, Alan, you know, I don't have any excuse now.
No, you don't.
As far as fishing, I got one of my former guys that I used to work with. He goes fishing quite a bit, and I told him it's no excuse because I don't have anything but time on my hands right now.
There you go.
In between jobs.
Sure.
But I hear, Alan, it's almost like Greek. The different terms, you know, I can talk terminology, but I wouldn't know what I was talking about. You know,
right.
You start talking about jigs and
all right, how's this, Chandler? Tie a hook on the end of a line, put some bait on it, and throw it in the water.
Well, you know, that's what I did the last time I actually went fishing.
Right.
It was over, Lord, it must have been over 50 years ago.
Oh, my good gravy. You better get back out there, brother. I'll tell you what. Head on down to Clyde's Sports Shop. We're going to talk about them right now. Head on down there and get hooked up, man. They'll take care of you.
Yeah, Clyde's, they're down on Broadway?
They're closer than that. Clyde's is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just stop.
Oh, okay.
Get off Beltway 9. Get off Beltway 9, go left off the exit, go left at the light. There's a Royal Farms there. Go left at the light, and they're out there on the right not even a half a mile.
Yeah, well, real quick, Alan, where could a novice like myself go once I got, you know, the basic, just to be have to get my license?
Sure.
And just to throw a hook over?
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Surf, whatever you call that, shorts?
Just go fishing. Well, there's plenty of places down around Columbia. There's Centennial Lake down there. That's not far from you.
Right.
There's Piney Run Park. There's Liberty Reservoir. There's Loch Raven. There's any number of those kind of places. And that's why you go into Clyde's, you say, hey, where are they biting today, and find out where they're biting, and they'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always good to good to hear you on the.
Yeah, man.
I heard you whining there, Alan.
Whining?
Nah, I'm just joking.
Yeah, I was.
I'm just joking. But you know what, Alan? I think I told you this before. It's a lot of folk that listen to your show because it's so, you know, informative, and don't necessarily call.
I know that. Sure, I understand that.
Yeah, I get a lot of information, you know, especially the. Things that you know, you'd be going on over in Annapolis.
Oh, yeah. Well, Annapolis is a crazy place, but hunters and fishermen don't understand that many, many things that affect their lives happen in Annapolis.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's where our Wildlife and Fisheries Service is. That's where our DNR is. And then two blocks away is the State House where the General Assembly meets every spring for 90 days. They hear 3,000 different bills.
Yeah.
You know, 3,000 different ways to change the law. So when we get a victory or we kill something that would hurt us, we're going to celebrate it. So.
Well, even though I'm not an avid hunter. I mean, I am a gun owner, and whenever the call goes out to either call or even write in, petitions or what have you.
Yeah,
I'm right there.
I appreciate it, buddy.
I'm right there.
Good deal. All right.
All right, Al.
Happy Easter.
Same to you, Al.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Folks, we got to take a break, and we got RJ there in Pasadena. We got Joe in Edgemere. We got Larry in Towson. So hang on. We'll get to you here shortly. So got to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. We just mentioned it, but now we got to really tell them about it. Clyde Sports Shop is having their sale. End of their sale is tomorrow. Yes, the Ready to Rock sale, where all rockfish, trolling baits, and lures are on sale. You can save online. It's all half price. Just take your empty reels in there, and they'll fill it up for you from 1 cent per yard, depending on, how heavy a pound test you get. Of course, Power Pro isn't part of that, unfortunately, but that's good line. But it's premium monofilament, for trolling or spinning or perching or whatever. Trout, you got it. Take your empty spool in there and fill it up for half price. It's the perfect time of year to do it. Trolling combos start at $89.95. The most popular trolling combo with a Penn 330 GT2 and an Andy 20 to 50 pound rod filled with line, rod, reel, and line, $139.95. Shakespeare rods on sale, Fluger rods on sale, Fluger reels, Shakespeare reels, all on sale, big selection. Walk in, you'll see them all spread out there on the table. You can pick and choose and turn the handle and, feel them how they feel in your hand. All ugly stick rods are also on sale, and check out the complete selection of St. Croix rods. Get your license, get your rods and reels and tackle and live bait and hooks and weights and you name it. They've got it for every type of fishing. And that 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-FISH, 247-3474. That's a 24-hour fishing hotline. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Now, to get there, it's pretty easy. You take Route 100, off Route 2 or wherever, all the way to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, the best fishing report on the bay, Bud will hook you up on how to troll for rockfish, too. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. That phone number, 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Now, if you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, photographer, or just a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday, May 1st from 6 to 9, Saturday 9 to 5, May 2nd, and Sunday, May 3rd from 10 to 4 at the Howard E. Grace Decoy Museum. Admission is just $10 for the entire weekend. Now, there'll be carving competitions. There'll be a silent auction, an outdoor hunting show featuring community and nonprofit organizations. 100 decoy, wildlife art, photography, and artists will be on hand, along with hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. You can learn about great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Howard E. Grace Decoy Museum, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com, 410-939-3739. We'll see you at the Decoy Festival.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, is for the only girl in my heart. The end is for the night. You told me we were through.
Can't take it. Thank you. Lonely. Yeah, you're very creative. Very creative. Who is next? Who's waited the longest? Joe and then Larry and then RJ, right? Let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, yes. I said, when I was a young kid, I used to fish every day, and I've never caught them cane picklers. Last year, we caught a ton of them.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
25 inches.
Really? Where were you fishing?
Down in Fort Point Creek, and right there in Gunger's Creek.
Yeah. Now, what'd you call them?
Cane picklers.
Okay. All right.
But, I mean, as a kid, we never caught them, and all of a sudden we're catching them one right after another.
Yeah. Well, how about that?
Yeah.
They've invaded, apparently. There must be good bait in there. Good food.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Joe. I appreciate the call, buddy.
All right.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. King Picklers. Let's see. RJ and Larry. Who did I say was first? Larry, I think. Larry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going well. How about you?
Pretty good. Hey, a couple minutes ago, I misunderstood what you said. You said, what do you like using for bait?
I do. That's exactly what I said. Trying to elicit some phone calls.
Uh-huh.
So what's your favorite bait?
Well, it's kind of boring.
Well, not really.
It's just worms.
Yeah, I know. What's wrong with worms? I like worms.
Nothing's wrong with them, but when I think of perch, I think of worms.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I got a question for you, though.
All right.
It's been decades since I've caught any yellow perch, but I would know people talk about them. Where are you going to catch them?
Well, the biggest part of the run is over, but yellow perch are just about everywhere. I mean, any tidal river, any freshwater, there's usually yellow perch. Now, if you want big yellow perch, you want to head out to Deep Creek Lake. That's probably the biggest population of freshwater yellow perch in Maryland. I mean, there's some in some ponds here and there. There's some in some tidal waters. The rivers on the eastern shore in southern Maryland have yellow perch in them. But with good places, deep water in the Susquehanna, and that's you know, there's some condos and some places that you can have access to the Susquehanna, and you could catch a yellow perch up there on worms.
Excellent.
Yep. But if I'm fishing for Deep Creek, I mean, if I'm fishing for perch, I'm going to Deep Creek or in a boat on Liberty. And I know where the perch hang out in Liberty. So
you're talking about yellow perch?
Yeah, yellow perch. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, there's yellow perch in Liberty. There are tons of white perch in Loch Raven, but the yellow perch are in Liberty. So.
Yeah, they don't have any crappie out Loch Raven anymore, do they, because of the hybrid rock?
What?
Do they still have crappie out Loch Raven?
Loaded with crappie, man. The hybrid rock had nothing to do with it. I don't even think they stocked hybrid rock in Loch Raven. They stocked them in Pretty Boy, and they're done. They're over. They're gone. They're all dead. Yeah, they all died of old age. The ones that were left. So
mm-hmm. Funny thing, I was just watching the full moon set about a half an hour ago.
Oh, I wish I'd have been out there to see it. Yeah.
And then the sun was coming up on the other. Well, it's not up yet.
Well, it was a blood moon last night. It was a full lunar eclipse on the West Coast. We only got part of it here. So if the moon looked like it was red at the bottom, that was the blood moon.
Cool.
That's what you were watching.
I got another question for you. I go on a fishing trip out of Chrisfield once a year, and we fish out Tangier Sound.
Yeah.
And a couple years ago, we went south in Tangier.
Okay.
Virginia.
Yeah.
And we caught several of the fish that I didn't realize until then were in the Chesapeake Bay.
What's that?
Sharks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I never knew that. I mean, we were just fishing for, like, hardhead and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can feel it when the sharks get on there. They're a little feisty.
Yeah, I know they are. Well, there's plenty of sharks in the bay. There's Amy from Reistertown, the lady that calls every now and then. Her son caught a bull shark, an infamous bull shark, about 20 years ago, right off Sandy Point. And weighed, I can't remember what it weighed, 300 pounds or something like that. He checked it in at the old Reisterstown Bait and Tackle. Yeah. How about that?
I got to echo the sentiments of the guy you were talking to from the 7-Eleven in Caseyville.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm one of the guys who listens whenever I can because it's like, I get up Sunday morning. I'm going to turn that Outdoorsman show on. That Alan, man, he's cool.
Well, if you get up Sunday morning and turn the Outdoorsman show on, you've missed it because it's Saturday morning.
That's what I meant to say.
I know.
But I'm one of the guys who I call rarely but listen regularly.
I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. All right, buddy. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye.
There he goes. RJ, finally. Thanks for holding, buddy. How you doing, RJ? Did he leave us? Did RJ leave? Couldn't hang, huh? That's talk radio. Sorry about that, buddy. You can call back. We'll get you on as soon as we possibly can. And we'll talk to Mike in Randallstown before we take our next break. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you doing?
Oh, just hanging in. You know, you were talking about baits and all.
Yeah.
And, I mentioned this to you before, but just a reminder, many, many years ago when I used to go fishing down at the Y Mills for the perch and all, we always used clam snouts.
Oh, yes.
And I just wanted to mention that as part of your, you know, your information.
And the clam snouts are a bait that hardly anybody ever uses anymore.
Well, I found them to be very good. We were always successful with them. And as a matter of fact, I can remember we'd drop a line and bam, bam, you get like two fish, one right after the other.
Yeah, exactly. You just cut a little chunk of, just cut a little piece of clam snout, put it on the hook and drop her overboard. Yeah. They still use clams when you go out. Like on an inshore trip, like Delaware Bay or something like that, or even on a headboat trip, they always have fresh clams for you to use for bait.
Yep,
and drop them overboard, and those guys really like them. Those bottom feeders really like those clam baits.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the snouts; they just use the clams, but strips of clam. But that's a good bait, no question about it.
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention it to you.
I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, I'll be seeing you soon, hopefully.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, Captain Tom just sent me an email and said one word, minnows. Minnows. Okay, we got it. Minnows. Worms, minnows, grass shrimp, you name it, they got it. Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service for every recreational angler in Maryland, you and me. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear fresh water of Deep Creek Lake, including more than 65 species in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. The youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, if you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you will receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September, wherein you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. Trout season's here. The perch run is on. The rockfish season is just around the corner. From the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of a clear mountain stream, it's time. It's fishing time. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Hey, we'd like to tell you about the NPLB, No Person Left Behind, Bull Roast Banquet coming up to support our wounded veterans. Any wounded veteran from any war on Sunday, April 26, 2015. It's 12 to 6. It's a fundraiser. It's at the Timonium Fairgrounds, 2200 York Road in the 4-H Hall. The main entrance off of York Road, the 4-H Hall is right there on the right-hand side in Timonium. Tickets are $35, $55 a couple. Kids under 10 are free. It's a bull roast. There'll be a live auction, a cash bar. And after the event, there'll be a Fleetwood Mac tribute band coming up. And that's included in your banquet price. Now, if you just want to go to the concert, the tickets there are $10. Show up after 6, and you can go to the concert if you'd like. For more information, give my buddy Mark Hoke a call, 301. Looking right at it. 301-674-4234. 301-674-4234. Or call Susan Peacock at 301-775-7738. 301-775-7738. That's the Bull Roast and Banquet to support our wounded veterans, for sponsored by the NPLB. The NPLB. No Person Left Behind. Hey, if you like decoy collecting and wildlife art, if that's part of your lifestyle, your home, well, join me at the 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. That's right. It's at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 1st, Saturday, May 2nd, and Sunday, May 3rd. It's only $10 for the weekend. Carving competitions, a silent auction, an outdoor hunting show, and you know, this is all the groups from the community, nonprofit organizations. They'll be there displaying and telling you about their groups. 100 decoy and wildlife art and photography and artist booths will be on hand, along with hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services. The family-friendly festival, and it is, has great food and lots to see and do. Free shuttle buses run between the museums, the middle school, and the activity center where all the exhibits are. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum, May 1st, 2nd, 3rd. More information, visit decoymuseum.com or give them a call, 410-939-3739. 410-939-3739. We'll see you at the Decoy Festival.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Start your day with Sean and Frank. Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This goes out to my buddy Tom. You know why.
Didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And he's stinking the high you long. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can't feel it in your olfactory. It's in the middle. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And you're stinking the high him on.
All right. Let's talk to Jim in Middle River, and then we got Ted on Kent Island. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I just wanted to, you know, drop a line in there. And
sure.
I'm 51 years old. When I was... As I was growing up, you know, in my, you know, around 10, 11, 12, my grandparents had a place on Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
Right in between the Narrows and Love Point.
Yeah, nice place.
And let me tell you what, right there in the clam lines, you know, you used to be able to drift off, you know, clam snout and stuff like that. But the best bait that I've ever used for white perch, and I'm talking about, you know, you got your regular white perch and you got them big black pack, you know, it's got the hump on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but shad darts. And what I used to do, I used to get in a live box. And my grandfather used to, man, he used to get so mad at me, I'd pull one or two legs off the feelers. And I would just put a little piece on the hook just to give it a little bit of taste.
Yep.
And I'm talking about years ago, but right there, like I said, up between between the Narrows and Love Point, there was a place called, well, actually right behind Love Point, it was called Langenfellers.
Yeah.
And they used to have shells and all kind of stuff in there and a lot of grass. So I had a little 14-foot wooden boat with a 7.5 on it. I'm talking, I'm only 10, 11 years old. And I'd go up to Langenfellers, and I'd open that thing up as fast as it would go to turn off the motor and drift out over top of the grass. You would not believe the perch it used to be up there.
No, man.
It was like drifting through the Narrows. I'd put that I'd double up a shad dart on there, put a little piece of, I used to take old Christmas trees, shit like that, and just dump it off the edge of the pier. And the grass shrimp, because I knew when the grass shrimp was there, because the ducks would be there. So I'd give me a net, and I'd give me a handful, you know, of grass shrimp and all, and just put a little piece of that on them shad darts. And you can drift them, you can cast them. And I'll tell you another thing, too, for hardhead. Them shad darts, right there, you know, under the Bay Bridge, and there's a little fishing reef right there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's the south side of the bridge.
Yep.
You know, on the western side. And you drift over top of that with them shad darts and a little piece of maybe a blood worm, like I said, a peeler, piece of soft craft, something like that. Man, a hard head, when they're up in here, man, that's shad darts is the ticket.
All right, man. You got it. We got the point. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Happy Easter.
You too.
Bye-bye. There goes Jim. Ted, Kent Island. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Well, you know what? I want to give you a little update. I tried something different last week because I got so tired of all the winter and the cold. So I was over at the Kent Island fishing show back in, I guess it was January, and these two guys were selling these charter trips for catfish. I've never, ever, ever in my life fished for catfish, so I figured the wife and I were there, we're going to try something different. Well, this past March 26th, this Thursday, We hooked up with these guys from Indian Head Charters, and we went down to on the Potomac River.
All right, Ted. Look, let me stop you, okay?
Yep.
Let me stop you, real quick. We usually don't give out the name of charters or boats or anything like that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll let her pass this time, but just for future reference, okay? So, yeah, I mean, you can tell me. I went with guys out of Southern Maryland, and then we'll go from there. But tell me how you did for catfish.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I had a blast. I had no idea what I was doing.
Right. Blue catfish, right?
There was just blue cats. A totally different type of fishing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What did you use, half a shad?
We were using the mullet, cut up mullet, and then also we used the little black salties, little bait fish to get out of Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Across between a perch and a goldfish.
Yeah, I know what they look like, sure. I think Clyde sells them. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
But it's the strangest thing because, you know, these rods started going off, and the first thing I wanted to do is I wanted to grab these rods and set the hook.
Nope.
And no, absolutely, completely different.
Yep, let them run. Let them run, let them turn that bait, let them swallow it, and haul back.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Anyway, hello. Hello.
No, I had a little difficulty here.
Okay.
But the end result was this. We had a great time. We ended up catching a lot of blue cats. Totally opened my eyes to a different type of fishery, and it was just a great, wonderful experience all around. It really was.
Did you eat them?
Yeah, well, we had a couple of the small ones, and so we kept the small ones.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, I got to say, I mean, I was all suspicious, but put some off, wife, kids, everybody really enjoyed them. It was tasty.
Oh, they're great. They're great. I mean, there's a great commercial fishery for those blue cats now. So, good deal.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, you take care. Have a great day.
You too. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. There he goes. Jerry in Catonsville. Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Busy. How about yourself?
Good.
What's up?
Your buddy that called from Woodlawn down there, if he wanted to just dunk some worms, he could go down to Patapsco River and fish.
Yeah, that's right. Patapsco's right there.
That's close to his residence, and fishing's pretty good, but the fish are small.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you were talking about bait, one time I used bagworms off a pine tree.
How'd that work out?
Well, I thought I might catch some trout on them down to Patapsco, but drifted it down through a riffle with a small hook and was catching chubs on it.
Yeah, the chubs will eat them. The trout aren't much on them.
Pretty regular.
Yeah, chubs aren't. Trout aren't much on the bagworms. Nothing's much on the bagworms. Hey, take it from a kid who collected all that stuff and put it in his mom's freezer when he was a kid. Yeah, they don't do much on that, but yeah. All right, well, that's a good tip, Jerry.
So,
thanks. Yeah.
Alan, what do you think about the repeal of the rain tax? You think that's good for you know, the fisheries and stuff?
I'm a little torn on that one. I think they did make some changes to it. I don't know that they repealed. They didn't repeal the whole thing this year, did they?
Well, I hadn't heard any.
I don't think I have to. That was one I wasn't concentrating on, and I know that's a big issue with a lot of businesses and things like that. I'm more focused on taking care of the hunters down there, and all these taxes affect our lifestyle, but we can't deal with everything. We have to deal with the ones that most directly affect what we do as hunters, and that's what the Maryland Hunting Coalition does, Jerry. So,
well, I'd feel maybe more inclined to if it was advertised what they would do with the money, actually.
Yeah, that's the problem. They never tell you what they're going to do with the money.
You know,
yep.
Maybe you could have Fishery Service Impervious Project leader on. And
We've had him on.
Jim Uphoff?
Yeah, we've had Jim on. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy. All right, buddy.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Jerry. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. We got about 3 minutes left. It's time for me to tell you about Old Clyde Sports Shop's 2015 Ready to Rock sale. It's this weekend. It's over on Sunday. Tomorrow, when they close the door, the sale is over. But so get in there today or tomorrow. Everything is on sale. The rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale, not swivels. You can save on premium mono line for half price. Just take your empty spools in there, and they'll fill it up from starting at 1 cent a yard. Pen reels are on special. You can get a GTI 330. That's a nice level wine trolling reel for just $89.95. Actually, you can get a whole trolling combo with a Pen 309 and a Shakespeare rod for just $89.95. And on sale is the most popular trolling combo they have. That's a pen reel with a Andy rod It's a 20 to 50 pound rod and line for $139.95. That is a beautiful trolling combo and a great, great price. Shakespeare rods and reels, Fluger rods and reels, all on sale. Ugly Stick rods are on sale. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Sale, sale, sale. That's right. 410-242-6108 for the updated fishing report every week. You can get the 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-3474. 247-FISH is the hotline. Chesapeake Outdoors, fully stocked with everything you need for rockfish, everything you need for perch, everything you need for any type of fishing at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, Chesapeake Outdoors is first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Chesapeake Outdoors has everything you need for spring gobbler, including those Avian X decoys, the most realistic decoys I've ever seen. In all sizes. Sorry about that. Shotguns and ammo, decoys and camo. Hey, I like that. Shotguns and ammo, decoys and camo. Kind of flows there a little bit, doesn't it? Until I brought it up. Matthews, Mission, Parker, Barnett, the new Hoyt bows, all in stock, all at Chesapeake Outdoors. Run in there this weekend. Make sure you get the best selection of rockfish lures. Get the colors you need, get the sizes you need before they're all picked over right before the season. 410-604-2500. They're located on Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. Right there on Kent Island, Chesapeake Outdoors. You'll find them.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Are we back? Really? So it was a jingle. That was a jingle, WCBM. That's it, right? There's no music or anything? Okay, I guess I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't paying attention. No, it's not your fault. It's my fault. I said I wasn't paying attention. It's not your job to make sure I pay attention. You did a great job on the phones, by the way, and thank you, callers, for making this hour go by quickly. And there's the music. Don't forget about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. That's right. 65 species of fish, 5 divisions. And the Ted that called, if he caught a trophy blue cat, he could have actually gotten a certificate for that. It's all sponsored by Tracker Marine, Bass Pro, World Fishing Network, Costa Gear, Bill's Outdoor Center. Just go.